Bhagavatam says that there are as many incarnations as there are waves in the ocean. That means there are infinite incarnations. So where are these pastimes described? In other universes, still the incarnations happen the same way. Answer? We have to first understand the principle. The Lord's avatars, His descents are infinite because His love for us is infinite. His love for us is infinite, and that's why He tries to reach out to us in many, many ways, in many different forms, at many different times. And His principle is that He descends whenever there is an urgent need, under the disruption, ida, missa, nani, bhavati, bhavati. Abhutthanam, there is a siddhatmanam, sujamya, parithana, sadhana, vinashaya, nishkata. And He demonstrates His pastime that you can become attracted to Him and return to Him. So now, the very fact that the Bhagavatam says that there are as many avataras as there are waves indicates that they are infinite. Something is infinite that cannot be exhaustively described. It is only indicatively described. So the Bhagavatam gives an indicative list of certain avatars, and our human capacity for acquiring knowledge is finite. That is why we cannot know about all the possible avatars and where they are descending, for what purpose they descend. The scripture itself cannot describe it. The scripture is made accessible to human beings because human beings' capacity is finite. Scripture also, as revealed to us, it is finite. So, what we can know in general from scripture is that the Lord never leaves anyone desolate. The Lord offers His love to everyone at different times in different ways. Now, as compared to about pastimes in other places, now Krishna is not obliged to perform exactly the same time everywhere, same pastime everywhere. He can perform some pastime in some different ways. So it is not that everyone in Krishna's pastimes is necessarily an eternal associate. Some of His close associates are eternal associates. But others are souls who are just fortunate to be there in that time. And especially in the sense that they have got the fortune to be there. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say goes to South India too, or say when Krishna is travelling from Hastinapur to Dwarka, is it that all the people who saw Him in all the villages and towns, they were all of the eternal associates? Not necessary. They are just souls who somehow happened to be there, and they got the fortune of darshan of Krishna. So, Krishna descends for the purpose of benedicting people. And there are certain, so when I say that certain people may be different, so sometimes certain people may also act in different ways. It's not that everybody acts the same way. So, certain details in certain pastimes change. And that is also, because one of the purposes of Krishna's pastime, Leela, is for the purpose of rasa, for the purpose of pleasure. So Krishna gets pleasure in that variety also. So that's why sometimes in the Puranas, different Puranas, the same pastime is described in slightly different ways. That's because these Puranas are describing the pastimes of different kalpas. Different yugas or different kalpas. It's called Yuga Bhedha or Kalpa Bhedha. So that's why there is some variety. But there is still, in whatever specific variety might be there, underlying them, there is a commonality that all the pastimes are meant to benedict the souls by restoring order here and by attracting the souls to Krishna's eternal order. Thank you.